Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. In order to produce wine, grapes were crushed on an inclined surface called Gat, Elyona, or upper winepress. From there the juice would flow to a cistern, referred to as Bor, or Gat Tachtona. Only after the wine was gathered in the cistern and had its sediments removed, would the wine be considered to be fully processed. Until then, a person may partake of the wine in a casual manner, but not in a formal one. The following Mishnah discusses when drinking the wine is considered to be a snack, and when it is considered to be more formal. Shosim alagas, bein alachamin, bein alatzonin, pater, divrei Rabbi Meir. A person may drink wine that has not yet flowed into the cistern, even if he dilutes the wine with either hot or cold water, according to Rabbi Meir. The Bartanura explains that this only applies if the person has not taken the wine outside the area of the wine press. For although diluting wine usually indicates a more formal manner of drinking, since he hasn't removed the wine from the area of the wine press, it is still considered to be a snack. The Bartanura points out that he must drink the wine while leaning over the wine press, lest he remove the wine and it will no longer be considered to be a snack. Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Tzadok Mechayev, Rebbe Eliezer, the son of Tzadok, obligates the wine to be tithed. For, as the Bartanura explains, even though he can drink the wine only while leaning over the winepress, Rebbe Eliezer, the son of Tzadok, was still concerned that the person will remove the wine, which would cause his drinking to be considered more formal. V'chachamim omrim alachamim chayev v'alatzonin pater. The Chachamim say, wine diluted with hot water is obligated in tithes, but wine diluted with cold water is exempt and may be drunken without being tithed first. For as the Bartanura explains, that although the Rabbanan agree with Reb Meir that drinking diluted wine over the wine press is considered to be a form of casual drinking, they do not agree with Reb Meir's reasoning. Rather, they maintain that the reason such drinking is considered to be casual is that after the person has finished drinking, he will pour any leftover wine back into the press. This rationale only applies to wine diluted with cold water. One would not pour wine mixed with hot water into the wine press, lest it spoil the rest of the wine there. Therefore, drinking wine mixed with hot water is considered to be a formal mode of drinking, and is forbidden even if the wine is not removed from the area outside the wine press. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day.